News Talk Radio 710 WOR presents Eye on Real Estate. This is your premier source for real estate information, from the hot properties in the tri-state to the latest real estate market trends, from mortgage news to the answers to all your real estate questions. You'll be in the know with help from the experts. Call into the program at 800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710. Now, here's your host for Eye on Real Estate, Prudential Douglas Elliman CEO, Dottie Herman.
We're back, and we're going to be taking the second half of our show talking about the new conforming loan limits and how that affects you and your credit and credit scores and what you need to do because lending is so tight. I want to first also announce, so if you happen to be in the Hamptons, I know I'm going to be there. It's Authors Night. And we're going to have, how many authors is that, Matt?
That's about 177 authors.
177 authors under one tent in East Hampton, and you can get tickets. All the money goes to the East Hampton Library, and you can still buy tickets at Authors Night. org. I'm going to be there. I hope I'll see some of you there. It's a great event. But as I was talking before, and I just want to also, on a little humor here, but it's not funny, I got an email. Actually, I got a Facebook from one of our listeners, and I thank you, who said, gee, the show is great. I really enjoy it. I'm a longtime listener. However, whose cell phone goes off every single week? And I have to tell you, I apologize. It's mine. It's mine. So I have three different phones, and they try me on all three, and I usually forget to shut one off. So thank you, and I took my phones, and I threw them somewhere in a different room. So this way they go off. No one's hearing them, but thank you. Because
and to whoever who called really, Dottie at that time, remember
and
she's
I keep
on the radio.
Somebody called me. I was here, and I'm like, you know I do a radio show. Well, I just have to talk to you about my life. And I just have to talk to you about my future. And how do I get to the next level? I'm like, well, that could hold off until after the radio show. But in any event, I'm glad that everyone can talk to me still. But we're really at a really pivotal time. Now, you know that I've said this on the show, that as of October 1st, they are dropping to the permanent limits. The maximum loan goes from $729,750 to $625,500. Now, how does that impact? It really impacts the most on high-cost areas like the New York metro area. Moody's estimates 5 to 10% of housing markets nationwide will be affected. They also estimate that 5 million homes, 27% of owner-occupied homes, will become ineligible for mortgage financing.
That's right.
They also say that 59% of all owner-occupied housing will be ineligible for affordable FHA financing. And if you know the FHA financing, you could have still gotten a home and put 3%, 5%, 10% down. It's going to affect everyone. So, and the tight underwriting already is constraining mortgage availability, and now these lowering the limits will only further restrict liquidity. So that's why I really do not understand what these people are doing, okay? Right. They know that housing has to come back, and they are making, and they keep on saying that they're making lending easier. They're making it very much harder. With that, and with the rules changing again, I am strongly suggesting you get Tracy's book, and you give her a call, and you know about your credit, and you look at your credit before you even apply because the rules have changed. So, Tracy, what should consumers know?
Okay. The first thing that consumers should know is when they pull their credit online, they need to get a FICO score because there's a lot of credit scores out there, and they're not all the same. So the scores that banks use when you're going for a mortgage are the FICO scores. And the only place to get them is at myfico.com, myfico.com, or when you go to a third party like Jan, a mortgage banker, you can get the scores from him. But it's different when you order them on your own. It doesn't affect your credit score at all when you order them on your own. But if you don't get the right score, you may look at the score and see you have a 750 score and think, wow, I have a great score. But if it's not a FICO score, it could be 50 to 150 points higher than the FICO score. So you may think you have this great 740, 750 credit score, when in reality, it's a completely different score, like the Vantage or the Plus score, with a completely different range. So make sure to buy your FICO score.
Now, so wait a second. Mm-hmm. So when you go online and you prepare to purchase your credit score,
right?
You're going to find three different scores. Is that it?
Well, there's more than three different scores.
Well, how does that happen?
Well, FICO was created when banks were being sued for discrimination. FICO created the credit score so that they weren't saying no to the individual. The score was saying no. So they got into the score game, and they became kind of like a monopoly. And then when scores became so popular in the last, I would say, 10 years, the credit bureaus wanted to sell their own scores so that they could make money, make profits like FICO was. And so they created their own credit scores. Now, those credit scores are not yet being used by banks. So they're out there having consumers, marketing to consumers. Consumers are buying them, not realizing it's not the same credit score. There's actually a lawsuit going on right now with Experian because they were marketing credit scores as if they were mortgage scores when they're not. So
there's a difference
right.
between what the bank uses, Jan, and what you order
yeah.
online?
Yeah, it absolutely is different. And it's interesting is when we're talking with borrowers or potential borrowers, they'll say, yes, I've got an 850 credit score,
right.
but then when you ask them, was that your FICO score or was that a consumer credit score, they don't know the difference. And clearly, we've seen so many times when people actually then allow us to pull their FICO scores, there's a huge difference, and it's very confusing. And I commend whoever's dealing with the suit to get it straightened out and get people to understand those things.
So Tracy, so people should write down.
They
the
should
word
write
FICO.
Down. FICO, MYFICO.com. That's where you would buy it online. But you can only get two of the three credit reports scores. But it'll give you an indication of what your score is. If two of the scores are high enough, which should be above a 720 or a 740, then you're in a better position. So MyFICO.com, if you're buying your credit scores as a consumer online, that's what you want to look for if you're looking to get a mortgage.
Or can you, Jan, or you can...
Or you can contact DE Capital Mortgage, and we'll be happy to work through that and get a copy of your credit report for you and share the information with you.
Yeah, and you're absolutely going to need a pre-approval letter, so
right,
you definitely
right.
want to
yeah,
call
if you're going to be buying these days, you really need to get started with a pre-approval first. And I would say, actually, credit score first, then pre-approval,
right.
and then you're kind of in that mode to be able to go out and shop properly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, Tracy, your book... outlines
Credit Score Power is a book that I just had published in the last 3 weeks. It came out, and it talks about all of these items that we're discussing every other week in terms of credit. It talks about inquiries, which I wanted to talk a little bit about, which is when a third party reviews your credit. It talks about how to prepare your credit when you're going for a mortgage, how to make sure that your credit scores are as high as possible all the time, way before you're getting a mortgage, so that if there is an issue and your score has to drop, you still have a good credit score. It's a great book to give you the basics on scores. So Credit Score Power, you can find it online. You can go to my website, NorthShoreAdvisory.com, or just Google Credit Score Power,
and,
Tracy Becker.
And you know what, Tracy, I haven't had a chance to read it yet. You just gave me a copy, and thank you for that. But this is a really great idea for parents whose kids are going off to college. Order the book, send it with them to college, start teaching. You know, I was never taught as a kid anything about cash management, checking.
Neither was I.
We don't teach our kids that. We teach them other things.
You want to know what I was taught? Not by my dad, but I was taught by my friends.
Uh-huh.
Spend, spend, spend. And God will send. I don't know if it really works that way.
Yeah, I think we've all pretty much learned that that's not the way it works.
But that's what we were taught.
Right. So let's start reteaching. So along with all the other stuff you're sending, all the junk you're sending with them to college, get a copy of this book. It looks like a nice, quick, easy read.
It is.
Packed with information. And start teaching people what they need to know. There's stuff on here, and we're experts, Dottie. We're in the field, and we don't even know a lot of this stuff that Tracy talks about.
Yeah, and Tracy is going to be on our Douglas Elliman website. We're putting together a great website, which we have already, but we're really taking it to another level. And there's going to be a part that says AskElliman.com, where you could get information about anything that we're talking about on this show, or any of your real estate questions, or speak to any of our guests, or actually our team. So we'll be posting the name of that book on our
That's a great idea.
Also.
Will we also be posting the recipe for deep fried butter that's being served at the Iowa State Fair this weekend? Did you hear this?
I don't think so. No.
Doesn't it sound delicious, though? You take a stick of frozen butter and you deep fry. It was on the national news this morning. That's what they're all raving about at the Iowa, as they're preparing for the Iowa caucus. These are the
people. I think that might be one of the fattest states in America.
Well, it certainly will be after deep fried butter.
Right.
I'm not sure if it's a tricky recipe, but in any.
But now, Tracy, getting back to credit, what should consumers know about inquiries when they're preparing to purchase a property?
Inquiries are such a confusing topic when it comes to credit and credit scores. So an inquiry is when somebody views your credit. If you view it online, it doesn't hurt your credit. It's called a soft inquiry. If a third party views your credit and pulls your credit reports and scores, it's considered a hard inquiry. And a hard inquiry drops your score up to 5 points for each inquiry. Now, the thing that is necessary to understand, and this is very important for buyers, is when you're going to shop for a loan. You want to shop for a loan within a short window, 14 days. Yes. So let's say you get your pre-approval letter from Jan, for example, and you do that, and then 6 months later, you find the property, or less these days because of the way things are going. You find your property in 3 months, and now you're ready to really shop for your mortgage. So if you want to go to a variety of lenders, you want them all to pull your credit report within a 14-day window. So if you're going to go to 5 different mortgage companies, you want to do that within a 2-week period, because the window means that they'll group all of those inquiries into one inquiry, and it'll only drop your score 5 points in that 14-day window.
So it's how do you make that happen?
Well, what you do is you say to the bankers that you're talking to, I want you to pull my credit on the 18th, which is tomorrow. Every single one of them, if there's 5 different lenders, they all pull it the same day, and they all look at your credit the same day, and then tell you what they're offering you.
Mm-hmm. You know, Tracy, I have to see your credit.
It's very good.
That I, who have been in the business for a long time, and I think I have a fair amount of knowledge about mortgages and how to obtain them, I didn't know that.
You know, Dottie, it's not just you. It's pretty much everyone. Most people do not understand. It's very complicated stuff, and it's counterintuitive. And people just, it's not out there. Unfortunately, that's why I wrote this book, because people, I would explain this to them, and they'd say, where can I read this? I can't remember all this. I want to give this to my kids. I want my grandchildren to read this. You know, it's just not available. There's so much misinformation. But this is a really important part of shopping for a loan when you're a buyer and you want to get the best rates. And right now, it's such a great time to get a loan because the rates are so amazing. But you have to have everything in order. The credit, you have to have the bank, you have to have the right attorney, and you have to have the best realtor. And all these things together can give you a great chance to get the best price on a great home at a great time in terms of interest rates.
Okay. So it's correct. You know, I didn't, you know, nobody did. Really, there were no courses that kids took as far as how to, as you, to your point, Jerry, and how to find, how to manage money.
Yeah.
I used to say to my daughter, well, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. Okay? I mean, that was the extent, okay? And she'd say, oh, I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
And she'd ask for more money.
And she'd take the credit card out.
Yes. Yeah. So I think it's so important. And I think the schools are recognizing that, and they're starting to come up with more courses that really teach children how to manage money and what that's all about, because most kids come out of school with no knowledge about that and no knowledge about credit scores and how they could be affecting their credit scores.
And
so,
you know,
just a great service.
To give you one more point about the inquiries, if you were at like a 725 credit score, and you shopped with five different lenders within a 14-day period, and your score dropped to a 720, which is a threshold for getting a certain interest rate. And then on the 18th day, you went to a sixth lender and shopped for and had them review your credit, and it dropped another 5 points. Now you're a 715 credit score. And you can't get the loan that you wanted.
You may be invalidated out of those loans, yeah.
And by the way, for all of you buyers, this is key, but for you sellers, you need to know about the buyers that are purchasing your property, because you do not want to go to contract and find out 3-4 months later that your home is back on the market because the buyer couldn't get a mortgage even though they thought they could. And I will tell you again, if I were selling a home today, there is no way I would ever accept any offer unless it was all cash. But if it wasn't all cash, I would absolutely not accept an offer that did not have a pre-approval. Would not. Because there's too much risk that my place would end up back on the market again. And I don't think that it's people lie. I just think that they don't really know.
Right.
And as you said, Tracy, there could be mistakes. I mean, you might just have mistakes on them. This is a really interesting topic. We're going to come back, continue talking about that, and then Jerry's going to tell us the 15 things that you need to do and know and look at before you actually purchase the home or your apartment, the final steps before you actually sign those papers. We're listening to WR Talk Radio. If you have any real estate questions, call us at 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. We'll be right back.
New York's best news talk radio, 710 WOR. Estate on News Talk Radio 710 WOR. Here's Dottie Herman.
We're back. You're listening to Ion Real Estate, 1-800-321-0710. We're in the process of talking about with Tracy about credit, what you should know and what you should do and how you fix it. And then later on, we're going to get you the 15 tips for the final walkthrough with Jerry Feeney, our legal expert. Meanwhile, we have a couple of credit questions, so let me take those first. I have Charles from the Bronx on the line. Charles? Do I have you on the line?
Charles?
Well, I don't hear Charles. Are you there?
Hello, can you hear me? I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now we can, Charles. How are you?
Fine. What it is, Sally, I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I have poor credit. So there's a company that says if I form a corporation with them, they can get my credit score up.
No, don't do it. That sounds like a scam to me.
Okay.
This is what you need to do. If you want me to give you some advice, you could send me your credit report and I'll give you some advice. But to fix someone's credit, easily fix someone's credit without any hassle, that's like saying, how do I go on a diet and continue to eat a lot?
I like that.
It just doesn't work. I'd have to look at your credit report to give you some real feedback, but don't form a corporation. That's just something really bizarre. So if you want to talk to me about your credit, you can get some information from the radio. Just email me, Tracy@NorthShoreAdvisory.com, or email the radio station and I'll get the email.
Thanks, Charles, and don't do it. I have Richard from Long Island on the line.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Richard. Yes.
Hi. I had a question. I had someone, a collection agency, make an inquiry on my credit report. I got that because every year I get the credit report. Actually, three times a year I take each one of them. Now, I know for a fact I have no debt. They did call me, okay? But the way they got the information was from my, you know, they called up the credit report, the credit people, and they got information on me, and I don't have a debt. And the question I have, is there any regulation that would stop a collection agency for just randomly, you know, picking people and trying to get information from them?
Yes, there are regulations for collection agencies. So what you want to find out from the collection agency is what is the debt. You want to find out what proof do they have that it's your debt, and they have to send that to you. So if you want to contact me, I can tell you exactly what to write to them, and they'll have to come up with proof showing that you're the person that they're looking for. So,
but
now,
you want to fix that up.
Even, yeah.
You know, best to do it when you don't need to buy anything or borrow anything, but you really should get that cleared up.
And you should look at your credit report and make sure there's nothing on it.
Well, that happened last year, and I got the report again, and that inquiry, even though they say it doesn't go anywhere, is still on my report from June of last year. So I'm just curious, should the credit company have, you know, the people that make up the credit reports, are they responsible?
No. We'd have to look a little deeper into it to see if there's a responsibility at all. So what I would recommend is that you give me a call or shoot me an email, and we'll talk a little further to find out what the debt is and what you should do, and I'll give you some advice on what letter to write to the collection agency.
Just one quick question, and maybe you can answer. If I know for a fact I have, because I pay all my bills, I'm clean as far as debt.
That's
now,
right.
What stops somebody from just, in other words, they did call my house, and the name was just a little different than they mentioned over the phone. Now, am I getting myself this collection company? I happen to know from other people that they're not above board all the time. So, am I getting myself deeper by getting involved with them? Or
no,
do I
no. If you do it right, you won't get yourself deeper in a negative way.
But that's a good question, Richard.
Yeah.
That's really a good question.
If it's a similar name, they could be making a legitimate mistake. So you want to make sure that you work with them to find out it is a legitimate mistake, and then they should stop bothering you. But there are ways to do it legally. So if you contact me, I'll give you that information. I'm not going to charge you anything. It's
yeah,
simple.
We're not trying to sell it's anything, simple. Richard. Just give us an email, and we'll tell you what to do. Tracy will tell you what to do.
Just say your show is great. I've learned so much since I've been listening to you guys, you know, all of you, you know. So
thanks,
thank you.
Richard. Really.
Okay.
So that's the least we can do for listening. We'll help you out. Don't worry about it. Give us an email or just call us. And you have a great weekend. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk about the 15 tips for the final walkthrough. But, of course, you can still call us with any of your real estate or credit questions at 1-800-321-010. That's 1-800-321-010. We'll be right back.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR. Now more Eye on Real Estate. Here's Dottie Herman.
We're back, and we're here with Jerry Feeney, and we're going to be talking about the 15 tips for the final walkthrough and how to make sure you cover all your bases to make your closing a success. Before we do that, I want to take a quick couple of questions that have to do with credit, and then, Jerry, you could take it away. I have Pat on the line from upstate New York. Hi, Pat.
Oh, hi. How are you, Dottie?
I'm good.
This is great. Here in this program, it's just the right time.
Oh, good. What's your question?
I got pre-qualified,
okay,
but I have nothing
good
in writing. It's a very low amount that they're giving me, but I'm thrilled because I'm newly retired. I do have some money, so I can make up the difference there. And I've been looking around areas in Pennsylvania. The houses are much lower priced. Now, should I go to that bank now with my paperwork? Is that the only way I'm going to get something written? Is that the next step?
Well, what you've gotten basically is just a verbal pre-approval, and
yes,
in reality, it's pretty much worth about as much as nothing because it's unfortunately
right.
It's verbal. There's no kind of binder to that. They also, it sounds to me like you haven't provided them your tax returns, pay stubs, bank statements, that sort of thing. So that it's really just based on a verbal assessment of what your situation is. So yes, you should go for a written pre-approval if they offer them, which is the only thing that I think a buyer should, rather a seller would really be looking for, with something in writing from your lender. That would be the next course of action.
Right.
So I would definitely go for that.
Go for something in writing. If you don't have it in writing, it doesn't really mean a whole lot.
Yeah.
So if you need any help with that, you can email us or call us, and Jan will be glad to help you.
Yeah.
I have Erwin from Oceanside. Hi, Erwin. Aren't you at the beach yet?
I'm going in about 10 minutes. I thought I'd give this a shot. Last year, I lost my job. I own a house, and I applied for a modification loan.
Right.
I was denied the modification loan and put on a forbearance program, which was then canceled. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, I borrowed money and bought my house in cash. I then decided to open my own business. I opened a store, and lo and behold, I was denied credit because I was penalized for applying for the modification loan. Is there anything I could do to get my credit back?
Yes.
So that I can maintain my business?
Yes, there are things you can do, but the thing is, I would have to look at your full credit report to be able to give you exact advice. So if you can contact me, the radio station will tell you where. You can contact me. That's Tracy Becker, North Shore Advisory, and I'll be able to give you advice on where to get your credit report, and then I could just review it and tell you what I think you should do to get your scores back. But there are always ways to improve your credit. It's hard to give you exact without seeing your actual situation through your credit report.
A lot.
All right,
you're
Erwin.
Welcome.
So we'll hear from you soon. I